Okay, yeah, we're gonna redo the introduction for the audio because the audio didn't want to do right. This is Aisha Speaks Real on the podcast. I'm gonna let y'all introduce yourselves again because I want the people on the audio, when they listen to it on the audio platforms, I want them to know who y'all are. So it's okay, you know, the visuals, they gonna still love it. I'm gonna let you go first this time, then we gonna wrap this thing around.
Y'all know who it is, the real shooter, Dirty Money Duke. We're gonna keep shit real, that's how it is.
For sure.
I'm being Gotham, I'm the chill one, the laid back, don't make me mad.
Baby Moon, I'm the younger one out the game, but still gonna bust your brain.
We do not promote violence on the podcast. Don't get out, listen. I'm glad we still rolling because I don't want y'all getting on the podcast. Oh, they gonna kill us. Now he just saying. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't come near wrong.
Self defense
only. You know what I'm saying? Hey, okay. But let's get into the pie, y'all. I'm really happy y'all here, man. I really love the merch. Like, I love the design of y'all looking all good and stuff with you. Tell me about the merch. What we got on today?
Yeah, number family.
For sure.
See people that's on, they family.
So tell me about what you feel about the merch.
It's all love, you know what I'm saying? We just gotta stick to the broader code, you know what I'm saying? Make sure we all one, you know what I'm saying? We just gonna keep each other.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to kind of like tell us about, you know what I'm saying, what you feel like the merch represents to you.
I feel like, you know, the merch represents shit, one, a gang, a family, a squad.
For sure. So, Moon, I want to start with you, like, you know, I was kind of, like, reading up your bio a little bit, and, you know, I, like, noticed that you kind of, like, write your own music, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what age, because I really want to talk about, like, you write music, what age did you, like, start writing your own music, you know what I'm saying? Did you get the console, like, okay, I can write a bar, like, I can write a verse, I can put a chorus together.
By myself? Yeah. I said by sixth grade.
For real, sixth grade?
Yeah.
Dang. So you were young doing that. Yeah. You was young. And I ain't gonna lie, like with me, cause I hear a lot of rappers, whether it's trap music, whether it's just, you know, R&B, whatever, they music be, it be generalized and it sound the same. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like when you first started coming out, like your music was kind of like that? Do you see that? And the reason I'm asking that because the main question that I'm getting to is, do you see growth in it from sixth grade to now? Do you see growth in your music, like what you writing? Cause I ain't gonna lie, writing songs hard as hell. Like for real, like a person think about, like, damn, I gotta write a hard ass song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause you gotta make sure. Though I said, like, you gotta make sure your music don't sound the same. You gotta make sure you ain't sounding like Bill. You know what I'm saying? You ain't sounding like another nigga out here who rapping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want your own flow. So did you see that? Did you see that growth?
Sixth grade, I would not live without a rapper. Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna lie. That killing.
And that's all you talk about.
Yeah.
So what? What made you like rap about that though? Like when you was rapping about, you know, killing and, you know what I'm saying, like you said, things you want living. Where did that inspiration come from? Because at the end of the day, even though it ain't something a person will, okay, you know, push for you to rap about, you got that. You know what I'm saying? You got that motivation somewhere. Like, somebody you would listen to or somebody you was around. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of put you in that headspace?
I ain't gonna lie, just our environment. We adjust.
Yeah.
Come with it.
For sure. So, really, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, saying that, I would really feel like a lot of time they come in place from hurt. And like you said, from environment. You know what I'm saying? It's like, even though you ain't doing it, then what you see every day. So, sometimes it be like, it's subject to come. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I'm seeing this shit every day. A nigga might try to do me, like, you know what I'm saying? This crazy, I got a cousin, you know, her nigga, he was in the wrong place, wrong time. Like, he never just carried a gun like that, but he got shot, literally. He don't even know the niggas. But niggas can't shoot, so they just, you know, nigga trying to hit target, he hitting anybody, you know what I'm saying? Target ain't even dead, now you finna die because you missed your target. You know what I'm saying, type shit? We don't promote violence. But anyways.
Somebody else cannot shoot, too.
Literally, like, and that's what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? But now, like, he walk in a way where he feel like he always gotta protect his son, you know what I'm saying? And he ain't no rebel type, but just off the influence of what you saying, like, he felt like, you know what I'm saying? That's what he, like, anytime he around somebody, people like, oh, why you care? And he gotta tell his story. And in a way with you and your music, you ain't living that lifestyle, but you telling your story. You know what I'm saying? So I really respect that. Ben, talk to me about talk to me a little bit about you, like when you start writing music.
I'm gonna keep behind it. I really don't even write. I just go out the head. I just flow and just vibe. Yeah. Shit.
So you more like freestyle.
Shit, more like that, but shit. When I'm with him, he pushed me to write. I ain't gonna lie. He pushed me to, shit, go in the stool. Yeah. He pushed me to do everything sometimes.
That's so shit. Up. But you know, one thing I can say too, like, even with freestyling, like, I used to want to be a rapper. Like, when I was in, what grade I was in? About sixth grade. I was going nowhere. I used to be in class, wasn't doing no work, you know, type shit. Rapping and shit, winding up, you know, a little music and shit. And sometimes, you know, like you, I, you know what I'm saying, I write. But sometimes I just come off the dome, you know what I'm saying? Hey, kind of like what you do, you just vibe. I might listen to a beat, but like, oh, that be hard. And I just started thinking of some shit, and I'm like, I'm gonna write, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna write this down so I can record it later type shit. But I definitely think just the skill of being able to freestyle is something that a lot of people don't got, you know what I'm saying? Cause like a lot of niggas can say some shit, you know what I'm saying? I can just say something off the dome, but to make that shit make sense, like that's a gift. Like that's raw talent, like that's real talent. And when you can go record the same shit you just said, niggas be like, damn, that nigga more wrote that. You be like, nah, nigga, I freestyled it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they be like, bro, that was hard, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, I got some shit like that, man. Tell them.
Yeah, you freestyle.
I wasn't even on the microphone. I'm to my air in the raccoon. I'm in there about 30 minutes straight just saying my verse. Just keep going in. They going in. Then I went up in there, just hopped on there, just told my shit.
For sure.
They were like, damn. Then he had to write.
So is that song out now?
No, it ain't out right now.
It ain't now. Okay. But I'm definitely waiting to hear it because I wanna hear how hard you went out. I wanna hear the epicness on the motherfucking song, like for real. Man, talk to me, don't lie to me.
Man, this shit ain't number pain, man. I've been through it all. But shit, I had to let that shit out. Got shot last year. Little dumb shit. Niggas thought I was talking shit like that.
Type shit.
But shit, I've been rapping shit. But I was in 8th grade, but shit, I ain't never want to push that shit. Mm-hmm. Shit. Last year, I just wanted to push that shit, but I got some more shit from the kid.
Get right.
Yeah.
So, with you, you know, your situation that you had going on, do you feel like you get shot? What happened to you made you turn around? Like, because I ain't gonna lie, like, for you to go through that, you know what I'm saying, and still just be calm, collected, like, a lot of niggas, that shit make them turn up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But just with you sitting in this space, like, and I'm just feeding off your energy, you still walk around like, ain't shit happening to you. You know what I'm saying? You still humble. But, you know, the reason with this question I'm asking, do you feel like rap kind of made you turn like, you know what, instead of me going out here doing what I know I could do, you know what I'm saying, risking it all, because at the end of the day, them be risks you be taking. You were like, you know what, fuck, I'm going to turn around. Because like you said, that wasn't something you wanted to do. But you was like, man, I'm going to do this shit. Like, was that like an outlet for you?
Nah, that shit, it really just pushed me and made me want to go do it even more.
Yeah.
So shit, that's, I got in the studio with my little brother. Shit, we just turned it up.
For sure.
So
I want all y'all to kind of like reflect on the diversity, like, in y'all flow of rapping. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand, like, y'all all a family. You know what I'm saying? But what is, like, what can each of you say that's different about you? The style of your rap, you know what I'm saying? The push. Because I understand that he push you, but for me, you know, I always think about, like, damn, such and such weren't here. You know, even, like, with your kids, like, a lot of people like, man, my kids push me. But if your kids be gone, like, what you got left? You know what I'm saying? Like, besides him, like, what's something that, like, really get you going in, you know, with your music, you know, with it all? Because if this something you really aiming for, shit, if he, you know what I'm saying, doing what he gotta do, and he gone, you know what I'm saying, he up. You still gotta be pushing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he can't contact you. Like, what's, without him, what is your push? Like, what keep you going?
Shit, what really keep me going, shit, like he said, pain, shit. I just go through so much shit, so I just go in the studio, just, shit, reflect out there.
For sure.
just stay on pain. So shit, whenever I go through something, I just bounce back way harder. I take an L, shake back way harder. It motivate me going to studio more too. You know, he, shit, when I say he pushed me, shit, he pushed me to, shit, stay up on my shit and make sure I'm keep going. Don't lag, don't fall. But shit.
That's real. Do you feel like, you know, with y'all standing on it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure, like, when y'all out doing shows, we all out and people see y'all together, do you feel like y'all are giving off an influence of togetherness? Because, you know, one thing I love to talk about on the podcast, you know, is togetherness, brotherhood, you know. And I say this so much, like, I do have a lot of guys on the pod, but, you know, I always reflect on, is our black men killing each other, you know what I'm saying? And even to the extent, you know, your situation, like, you got hit on some stupid shit, you know, like, what the fuck, like. But still to see y'all come together, family, friends, whatever, blood, not blood, but y'all still one. You know what I'm saying? And when people see y'all, do y'all feel like y'all give out the influence? Like, bro, this, you know, of course I can't mean saying gang, gang, but we ain't no gang, but it's family. You know what I'm saying? Like, do y'all feel like y'all reflect that influence?
Yeah, we get that shit strong. Shit, even when we do shows, shit, you watch the video, shit, we move as one.
Right.
Even when we post where we from, we gonna wear this shirt everywhere.
For sure. Represent
somebody else, so still gonna wear it.
For sure.
Shit, you might as well just say the whole Wild West know who we is.
For sure. For sure. So, y'all coming in like that. And so the question really of the hour that I really want to get into is the name. You know, I want all y'all, you know, if y'all can chime in to tell me about where this name come from. You know what I'm saying? What is DME? You know what I'm saying? Where did this name derive from? Like, give me a little background on it.
I ain't gonna cap. You from jail, you done made some type of dirty money before. Some type of illegal money. I don't care if nobody say.
Yeah.
That's how I live. Yeah. We don't do it no more though.
And honestly, you know, it ain't anybody just doing something illegal for what street wise, we gonna just keep it like that. But man, scamming, you know what I'm saying? And scamming can be meaning so much. You can have a job and be scamming them, like, literally, and I know that's illegal. Motherfuckers going to work still an hour. Bitch, you ain't scamming. Like, ain't nobody telling you scamming. Bitch, you scamming right now. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, coming from where we come from, we like, shit, I got to get it. I got bills. Shit, I ain't trying to work hard. I'm finna run that money up on that clock and get paid for real. So I really love that. Dirty money. What's your input on the beam?
What you think, shit, it's dirty money, shit, what you think?
Yeah.
Shit, you think it's clean, you think it's dirty, shit, what you think?
Yeah.
Shit, but shit, we know what it is, we know what it means. That's my impact on it.
Okay.
What you think?
Talk to me.
What is all about the fam? Dirty money, KKE, 226. That's what we used to be.
Gutter gang.
Gutter gang.
Pop that up. Yeah. You know what it's up.
You know what's up.
I bet y'all pop know about 226 click too. They used to be hanging. They used to be hanging bad.
God damn, nigga, hanging on the click, bro. What is going on in the city?
I was just when they was hanging.
Why is it so much hate? What is going on, man? Oh my God. So y'all started. So when did Dirty Money Empire, you know, that name come into a foundation? Like, when did y'all like, okay, this gonna do, we gonna use, this what's gonna stick?
It really was W&W for like 2017, but last year we changed 2022, the DME.
Yeah, y'all wanted something different flavor, different name. I liked it, I really do. Was this something like y'all kind of like company like agreed on together? Like, was this something like everybody was like, okay, yeah. Did y'all have any dispute of like coming up with a new name, you know what I'm saying?
We all came up with some meaning, voted on the name, everybody wanted.
So what made y'all change it though? Like, what made y'all want to even change it from what y'all had?
It just
seemed like it came hard. I ain't gonna lie. It's like when you think about it, like, and you think about us in our generation, like, everything is changing. When we think about social media, you think about, you know what I'm saying, money in itself. You know, we going through a recession right now. You know what I'm saying? We just think about how you interact with people and how people interact with you, your influence on people. I think it's good to change things up. I think it's good to you know what I'm saying? Like, even with just y'all name and y'all brand, I think it's good to give the people a different flow, because it's like, okay, this is who y'all used to know me as. This is who we used to be. We coming in way harder. We got new material. You know what I'm saying? Like, our brand is different and it's growing. And I really do believe, and I really do feel like DME fit y'all. Like, that fit y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I do believe and know within the next 5 to 10 years, the brand and the name gonna mean some way different. You know what I'm saying? For real. Because y'all gonna be so elevated. Like, and that's why, like, I've been loving y'all responses, because y'all are so raw and so talented, where you stay, like, everything that y'all doing right now is just coming from pain. You know what I'm saying? The environment. And it's like, a person watching this, a person listening, it's like, damn. You know, y'all still pretty young. You know what I'm saying? It's like, a person can judge, a person can hate, but it's like, you gonna take me out of this environment? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because we so limited already to the essence of what we get. And in my opinion, I feel like with y'all turning to music, and I just go back to you and what you went through, like, you really turned to music. You was like, let me turn up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you put your focus on something else instead of wrapping your focus around something that could have you. Had you even more in a worse situation or whatever, you was like, I'm just turning music. And then I salute y'all as family, because y'all could have let him, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I go back and reflect on brotherhood, togetherness, one. Y'all stood as one. Y'all like, bro, I'm not going to let him crash out like this. Because it's a lot of people who let their homie crash out. And that's just real on y'all point. Like, y'all really stuck together and y'all really made sure that y'all stayed focused. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real right there. It's really real. So, Ben, Moon, what should I tell you one time? Duka. Okay, all y'all family, all y'all one. Who was the first to start rapping? You, Moon. You the first to start rapping. So, did your dad, because I know y'all talked a little bit about y'all parents, you know, rapping and stuff. Did your dad, like, was he somebody who kind of, like, influenced you a little bit on rapping? What about you, dude?
For real.
So what about them rapping? Like, did y'all see them do? Was it them going to shows? Was it just their talent? Like, was it all, you know, was it everything in one? Like, what kind of inspired y'all to be like, man, I want to do what he doing? Because I know sometimes people be like, man, shit, I seen that doing, I want to do it. Because, you know, that's somebody you look up to. But a lot of times they be like, shit, I seen the money, or I seen the influence. I seen everybody screaming and I ain't rapping. So I'm like, damn, that could be, I can literally do that.
It's just the talent that we got. Everybody was blessed with the talent. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, they was on top of the shit. So, shit, in our generation, we got to stand on top of this shit right now.
How far do y'all really see DME going?
For sure. Talk to me.
And that's one thing, I'm glad you said that, B. Because I think it's so vital, the fact that y'all group, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all still got y'all own thing going on, but y'all still come as one. And the reason, and I had to take a pause, because, like, you don't see a lot of groups no more. And that's why I say it's just crazy you said that, because I just did a recent podcast with somebody, and we were just talking about, like, man, because we was on, you know, top of music, and he was like, man, you don't see no more groups no more. And it was just like women or men, like, you don't see it. Everybody want to be solo. You know what I'm saying? And then even with the guys, when they do have groups, for example, the Young Blue and Lil Boosie situation, you know what I'm saying? They were working together. Now they at each other's neck. You know what I'm saying? Over money type shit. And it's like, bro, right over money. And two things. With y'all working together, how do y'all drive consistency? I'm gonna let y'all answer that first. With y'all working together, how do y'all, like, drive consistently? Like, talk a little bit about that. Like, how do y'all be consistent with each other, with y'all selves, you know what I'm saying? And not getting distracted, you know what I'm saying? Because it's so easy to get distracted with everything that's going on.
I ain't gonna lie. Shit, when we in the studio, and shit, when I'm rapping, and like, he know I'm bullshitting, he'll tell me, hell nah, I couldn't take all this shit out. Redo this shit.
He ain't gonna play.
He was like, hell nah, we ain't doing this shit.
Oh God.
And that shit pushed me some more. That made me go even harder on what I should put out.
Yeah.
What I do. But shit, most of the time, you know, I'm locked in. I'm talking about shit most of the time. It's
Yeah, what about you, dude?
I'm always locked in, man. I go in the studio, I cut everybody off. You know what I'm saying? Rewind my thoughts and shit, and I just bring that shit to the mic.
Bring to the mic.
Got to.
For sure. Talk to me, Moon.
I ain't gonna cut everything I say from the heart. I done seen this shit, it pain, struggle, everything I think. I ain't nothing need capping at me. I ain't gonna cap. These niggas talk about shit,
they ain't never been through.
Yeah. It's over though, bro.
But you know, before I get into the next question, you know, clout win. For sure. Everybody love a little clout nowadays, and that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you be knowing a person, you be like, bro, this nigga, we're not doing it. But just because he might got a little flow, he sound good. Oh, everybody finna trip for him. You know what I'm saying? He finna get all right. But it's like, deep down, you that one nigga knowing like, bro, you did not do none of that. What you talking about? Like, you was not him. Like, no, you are not. You the clown. That's what you is. Because all that is false information. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to care. I know it was one guy I watched on the podcast. He was talking about that, like, how he rapped about, you know, trap music and trap life. He said, like, bro, I don't do none of that shit. He said, this is entertainment. And I respect that. Because even for the people who do that, like you said, you dish it. That's how you vent. You know what I'm saying? It's just entertainment still at the end of the day. And he was just reflecting, like, even for him, even though he don't live that lifestyle, like, he was just speaking for guys who do, like, you know, like he said, out of respect to people who do live this lifestyle, I don't do that. But he said, I feel like I can speak on their behalf in the music industry. Bro, this entertainment. We ain't telling y'all niggas go ahead and kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah, we may make this shit sound good. And even to the perspective of how he was saying, like, when you move up and leveled up, like, he was just talking about, like, focusing on how you flow your music. You may be talking about shooting a nigga, but you talking about shooting a basketball, you know, type shit. Like, I shoot a nigga like I'm shooting a three. You know what I'm saying? Just some wild shit. Because you know, nowadays, these the folks trying to take nigga to court and shit for that shit. Like, for real. So, we got to be careful out here what we saying, man. Most definitely.
So, you just got to watch how you word
it. Exactly. Watch how you word it, for sure. For sure. Word plays a motherfucker. And my next question was, you know, when y'all do blow up, you know what I'm saying, as y'all elevate now, as y'all going down, do y'all ever think, like, and I don't even want to say do y'all think, because I really want to talk in a now moment, like, do it ever come across y'all mind, do it ever worry y'all, like, man, when we get where we going, bro, I hope this shit don't break us, you know what I'm saying, because I know even with me, like, you know what I'm saying, y'all guys, you know, I ain't gonna care, y'all. I know y'all get y'all feelings and stuff sometimes, you know. I know y'all be, you know, having y'all little moments. And it's like, you know, even when you argue with your, you know, with your brother, you know what I'm saying, y'all into it or whatever. Like, even in them type of moments, like, you like, bro, I don't want us to fall out over no lame, stupid stuff, you know what I'm saying? And just with the music itself, like, do it ever come across y'all mind, like, when we get to where we going, regardless if we go our separate ways or not, will this break us? Or you thinking, like, I hope it don't break this. Like, do they ever come across y'all mind?
Nah,
we ain't going
nowhere. Y'all ain't doing none of this.
We a family. We sticking together. We getting to it. We going to be smoking the next 30, 10 minutes. I ain't going to care for that.
Shit. When we do argue about some bullshit, shit, then 5 minutes later, we back smoking.
I got to argue with him about the truck I seen. Yeah. He talking about it's another brand. They're stupid, want to go on. Acting like a little girl.
So y'all over here making each other mad by the truth.
Yeah. Man, That whole ass argument.
For real.
That whole ass argument.
Bro, I seen what I seen.
I seen a black Chevy.
But was he high though? Was he high?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it was. I knew it. I'm so. Hey, I knew it, bro. Who you high, you see shit. No, God. You not me. You see shit.
He said he seen a blue Chevy sign. I seen a blue Ford bubble. You can't tell me nothing, man. No.
They them two Ford, different signs, bro. Sign, bro. Chevy, like a champagne color.
I know how the Chevy truck built, though. Ain't no Ram truck built like a Chevy built like a box, bro. You talking about a Ram.
Bro. No, it was an L1.
Man,
bro.
I seen that.
Oh, man.
You see how you
on everything. I'm feeling it, y'all.
motherfucker worth a drill the most.
Y'all boy are crazy, man. Y'all boy are crazy. Hey, but I love the energy, man. I definitely love the vibes, bro. And that's all, at the end of the day, like, it's really all that matters. Like, you know, even when y'all hashing it out, y'all still can come together, you know what I'm saying? And still show each other love, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, y'all family, y'all brothers. You know what I'm saying? DM me forever. For sure, DM me forever. So, with all y'all separate careers, you know what I'm saying? Like, where do y'all see yourself, like, just outside the music, you know what I'm saying? Because I really want to ask you that. You said you wasn't really just deeply involved into music. Before the music, like, where did you see yourself?
I wanted to be a goddamn mechanic shop by the time I was 20 and shit. I've been working on cars since I was like 16, so I never entered out.
Oh, shit. Hold up. Nigga, why you ain't tell me that? Look, y'all been holding out on information and shit. Nigga, you know how to put a Cadillac on the shit. I need a Cadillac for right
now. You can have Chameleon. I'm
saying
you can flop anything.
Every time I do a podcast, I'm finding out more information. Nigga, I've been over here goddamn sounding like a goddamn G5. Nigga, I'm mad as hell. Shit. For real. Boy, see, that's why you gotta ask questions. Goddamn, fuck. These niggas, man, holding out information, man. Y'all get it, boy. This nigga do music and fix car, boy. Be making a song by fixing the nigga. You know what? You should really do a music video where you like fixing a car. I feel like that'd be hard for
I can do it with my title.
For sure, like, really, that bit'll be hard. Like, and I think a song, here I go trying to. Goddamn, tell you some shit. But not for real. Like, I can really see you doing that. Like, a song you should do. I don't know. I think it should be something different. Like, don't do a trap song. Don't even do a twerk song, but, like, mix the two. You know what I'm saying?
Like, country song type
shit? No. Let it be rap. But, okay, like, don't just talk about trap shit. Like, don't just make it about how you do a nigga bad type shit. Like, talk some flow in that shit. Like, I don't know, like
Lamar,
yeah, like some Kendrick Lamar mixed with some Big Extra Plug mixed with some Future type shit. Like, and talk about your pain, like, and I feel like even with your situation, what you got going on, that'll be perfect. Oh yeah. And like, cause I feel like what you can do with it, you can really tell a story. You see what I'm saying, type shit? That shit'll be hard, bro.
I know I ain't on the camera, but
yeah.
You know,
oh, you good?
You know something that I seen my nephew do? Mm-hmm. And my nephew pulled a motor out of the truck.
Oh, yeah.
In a fucking wheelchair. Real time.
Okay.
Nigga, I need you on my car today.
Like,
shit,
real.
Well, can I put that in a damn paper? Hey, installment plan or something? My shit.
My nephew,
God damn.
He in a wheelchair. Shit. He pulled a motor out of the truck. And dropped a motor. So anybody can't tell me that you ain't capable of doing.
Man, what?
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you finna make me go pull a goddamn motor out that motherfucker. What the fuck? But
it's many times where he, you know, he'll make a post on his page and I have to clap in and be like, nah, don't let the devil get in your head. Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, like you said, the situation he going through, he feel like, you know, shit. I probably failed or I can't do it, so I have to get in his inbox like, hell no, don't let the devil win. You, for sure, you know what I'm saying, you walking, you probably walking the way you want to walk, but hey, you still here on earth, you still walking, you still doing what you want to do, so don't let the devil win the best of everything that you're trying to do, and you still got, you know what I'm saying, you still got your brothers, still got your family, hell with the devil talking about, for sure, so I had to stay, you know, stay on everybody, and for sure, I stay on all of them up ahead, for real, that's what's up, man, it's good that y'all got a A lady and y'all like to do that.
It ain't, they eating up all my groceries.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all gonna have to come in with some EBT or something. Or something. Hey, look, y'all niggas really get on EBT.
Hey,
for real.
Don't hand down the way they move with each other, man. I don't mind doing none of that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, to keep them out of trouble. Like, once a joint, that's why he don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Be like, man, dude, I really stay at home. Cause I ain't
for sure.
Gonna
I ain't gonna, plan, man, you know I'm telling saying? You.
And we do the trail ride. Shout out to 1709.
Shout out to 1709.
Okay.
Get out there for the big catfish. I ain't gonna lie. Motel on the fry, everything. Right. Philly cheese steak, everything.
Shit, I'm making a nigga hungry. Hold on, I ain't ate all day. God damn.
But yeah, you know, my son, he be like, Dad, I'm staying home. I'm gonna take the house. You know what I'm saying? He on point, though.
But shout out to y'all too, though, just man, as being a influence. You know what I'm saying? For real.
But you know the crazy thing about it? I ain't never want him to rap.
For real?
Nah.
Why not?
We didn't know he knew how to rap. We didn't know anything about it. Like, we be knowing his talent. Like, we got talent in the family. Like, with me, I used to dance, being a drill team. Now, listen, then my daughter came along, and she doing the same thing. So, we didn't know he was rapping. One day, we were coming in from, I think, Glass Call in the middle of the night. And we were like, damn, what that is? And I told my husband, shh, be quiet. He's like, what you talking about? You know, he low, he drunk.
Yeah.
He and shit.
Hey, yo, type
I do not indulge in drugs.
So, we thinking, we tripping, and we like, damn. So, we stay in the hallway, and it's him rapping. So, my husband looking. So, we couldn't find where he was at. Come to find out, he was in the closet rapping from his iPhone 5 with his little headphones.
Yeah.
So, my husband like, song, come here, let me, you know, let me hear the song. So by then, he like, he's shy, he like, no, I don't know what you're talking about, Dad.
He didn't want to tell us.
So, by then, he posted on YouTube, got him a little YouTube station, so shit, we listen to it, so I'm scrolling, I'm subscribing to the station, everything. Every time he dropped me, we listen to it.
Yeah.
So, my husband told him, like, shit, to do what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Try not to sound like nobody, be yourself, be original. And then shit.
And tell the truth.
And tell the truth. And when you move, you know what I'm saying? He always but preaching to them. When that's you move, what he move
said. Man, I'm going to tell you. When I heard his song on YouTube, my son, he had 9 niggas in 2 seconds. I said, son, that ain't.
Nigga, you cold. That nigga got sleep. Oh, God. That nigga don't play. I'm scared of you. Oh, God. Man, where? For real, that nigga said 9. Oh, God.
I say, son, that ain't it, man. I say, man, tell the truth. Like, you know, when you that's get up real, in that zone, tell the truth. And but you know, like, for a long time he was bullshit. So I went, he was like, dang, my daddy won't fuck with me. I said, you bullshit. Cause you ain't real with it. You wanna go in there and play.
Yeah.
But she, when we got in the big house, he took me to the real studio first up. Shout out to my boy Luck and Slim.
Shout out to Luck Slim.
But he took him to the big house, man. Took them niggas to the big house.
Yeah.
I gave them the same speech. They've been on, man. Like them, they so lyrical, man. Like, you know, sometimes I sit back and I don't know if to kick them in the ass or pat myself on the back. They're my twin, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, he did. They doing their thing, though, man. I appreciate them, though. You know, like, real talk, though. Because anything that he ever asked to do, he was like, Daddy, what you think? Daddy, what you think? And I'm going to give him the game. I'm going to give him all the game where we lost. Me and my brother, which is his dad. And they cousin. Man, we ain't had everything that we got right now. We ain't had no internet like really jumping. We ain't had nothing. The only thing we had is selling CDs out the back of that Chevrolet.
MySpace.
Yeah, we the MySpace king. We were jumping on MySpace. But everybody was scared of us though. So that's why I don't want them to take the path that we took, because we a kid shit in the minute. And we want man that stuff. We do not promote violence.
We do not promote violence on podcast.
Our music was so good, I mean, it was so deep in the country, man. Everybody was, like, really scared of us. Like, we had a whole lot of noise going on in South Jackson, though. Like, yeah. For real. West Jackson, I'm a sub boy. We had so much. But now, my son, man, we ain't doing none of that, bitch. We gonna go in this bitch, we gonna tell the truth. We gonna tell the truth. You got it. My son got a son. You know what I'm saying? All my cheering. Got cheering. So, two. And that's what it is. And I don't even supposed to be on the podcast. I said I wasn't going to say that. But the ringer told me to be dead. Still there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, snap. Y'all had to make sure I got my man on the podcast so he can talk. Most definitely, but that's love though, and just to have that influence from y'all dad is real impactful, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't see a lot of fathers really telling their kids, you know what I'm saying? Especially coming from your environment, coming from what you went through, you know what I'm saying? Like, you probably was going through stuff as a kid too, and you wanted and longed for a father to be able to be in your life and give you that same feedback and be in your life showing you, you know what I'm saying, another route. And although situations may have not changed as the best of your ability, but you still instill something powerful in your kids. And for that, you know what I'm saying, I applaud you for real. And Ben, I had wanted to ask you something. Cause so all y'all brothers, right? Yeah, all y'all brothers. Yeah. So which one of y'all the oldest?
No.
You the oldest.
No, I
don't know. Oh, you the oldest. But the young, that's crazy. The young, okay, you the oldest, but the, well, you the oldest, you the middle, and then you rapping. You the first rapper. That's crazy. And the reason I remember he said, you know, he was the baby, but I was like, let me, you know, ask again, because you, to me, in my opinion, have so much influence when it comes to the music industry for your brothers. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you really influenced them in a way. Because, like, just to him say, like, shit, I look up to this man. You know what I'm saying? And I just want you to take that as you grow into your platform, that it don't matter how old you is, it don't matter, you know what I'm saying, what you look like, your color, none of that, the life you came from, you gotta influence other people. You know what I'm saying? For your brother, your oldest brother, to say you push him, bro, like, I tell my sister all the time, you push me. She was like, you older than me. I'm like, that don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's something in you that a person, like, shit, they can feed off of. Like, for real. And that's powerful to know that you can influence them, because, hell, if you can influence them, guess how many other young guys you can influence? You feel me? And, like, just going back to what your dad said, like, with your music, it's a lot of cats who rapping their life who not living it. It's a lot of people who live it and listen to their music who not living it. But for the people who do, like, no matter whatever you talking about in your rap, you always want to make sure you leave them with a message. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the brand, you know what I'm saying, y'all already, as one, when y'all go out and interact with people, y'all already giving it idea, and y'all giving that visual that, okay, this is what we, who, this is who we are, this is what we stand for, and we gonna always put that in our music. That's what's up. So, before we get out the pod, I want y'all to kind of talk a little bit about what's next for DME, what's next for y'all as individual artists, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all got some shows coming up.
Okay, tomorrow, looking for a whole bunch of videos. We coming for y'all, we on y'all, nigga, y'all for sure, competition, no cap, but you know what,
hey, I ain't gonna lie, man, one thing I will say with that competition, and I feel like, and I'm glad you said that, because I'm gonna disagree, like, you, like, I agree with people on the pod, but the reason I'm gonna disagree, because I want to challenge your idea, because I had to challenge myself, like, a person probably in competition with you, but one thing I always tell myself to be the greatest is to never let somebody competition with me have a competition with them, because at the end of that, I'm gonna compete with myself, and I'm trying to get better for me. That nigga ain't putting no money in your pocket. When you go out here and do these shows, the promoter, the whoever they paying you, he don't tell you how much money you make. So when you thinking about, like, okay, I'm finna get in the stool, I'm finna go hard. I ain't going hard for him to be in competition with him. I'm going hard to be in competition with me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like every time you get in the studio, you get on stage, you doing your music videos, you watching them. I ain't gonna lie, I always look at my podcast and I always listen to them, because I want to know, like, what can I get better in? Like, what can I do better on? You know what I'm saying? Like, I do a lot of self-reflection. And I just feel like with all y'all as artists, and with y'all being a brotherhood, I feel like that's very important for all y'all to self-reflect. I heard you say a lot about, you know what I'm saying, you always be focused. So I can see you as being the one to kind of tell them, like, bro, I don't think I really like what you're doing. You kind of talked a little bit about how he like to tell you when you bullshit, because he want to keep you on your A-game. You know what I'm saying? I think it's important for y'all to do that to yourselves, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, tell y'allself, like, shit, this nigga out here, I got to make sure I'm telling myself, like, I'm going to be straight, like, and I'm going to be on my game. Always, like, for real. But most definitely with the music video, Ben, what you got going, bro?
Like, I said last time. Before we came over, we were just moving on talking. Like, I was talking this week, we locking in, we ain't doing no more bullshit. We time to go in, we gotta be consistent.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Dre?
For sure, man, we be locking in. Shit, we gonna switch some shit up. We gonna drop a trail ride mix.
Okay.
Whatever, stay tuned. We gonna call DME Shuffle.
So is the trail ride mix, is it gonna be like a up type, be like kind of don't describe it. I don't want you to give us all the tea. But you're not describing it. A little bit saucy. Yeah, okay. Is it gonna be like something they can kinda like dance to?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now is this song that's gonna be kinda is it like a cha cha or is it like more like for the ladies? It's gonna be like a show, but it's gonna be them being themselves. I think I can fuck with that. I'm ready to see that. I'm ready to see that. I think they're gonna be hard, and some for the new folks too. I love that because you know a lot of times I listen to a podcast and I just hear people talking drill. They be like, man, we ain't got nothing for it no more. Like for people who don't listen to like the rap or the, I don't know what to call some music we got nowadays, you know. But the Sukiana and the Sexy Red and the XX and all that bullshit, I'm not bullshit. But all that, I don't listen to them, so I'm sorry. But all that stuff, you know, they don't listen to that. You know what I'm saying? Even like I said, with the trap music, they don't want to listen to nobody. I shot a nigga 10 times, 100 rounds. Like, they don't want to listen to that. Because a whole person going to tell you, I ain't killed no nigga. Nah, I don't work my whole life, nigga.
Nah, they probably be like, shit. They probably ain't going to say nothing about no switches. They probably be like, switches on your boots.
You feel me? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, for real. So I think that'll be dope, you know, that y'all are trying to diversify y'all music. And I think that's like a stepping stone too for that diversity in your music, you know what I'm saying? Finding different flows of what you can do, thinking of different new techniques, you know what I'm saying? I think that'll really elevate y'all individually and as a group, you know what I'm saying? Seeing what each person can do. And then I feel like once it's done, y'all can kind of like piggyback on each other and be like, okay, bro, you were hard when you did this. Maybe you should keep doing more than that. And then see, like, how the audience, like, how they react to it. You know what I'm saying? For sure. So, before we get out the pod, I want all y'all to drop all y'all socials. Before y'all drop the socials, let the people know about any music y'all got out, the platform where they can find the music, and then drop the socials.
Yeah, you follow me on IG, Dirty Money Duka. I got a song out on YouTube, Dirty Money Duka. So y'all can go fuck with that bitch.
Hey, also, like, spell the shit out, because, you know, people don't know how to spell or read, so you got to
Dirty Money.
You got to.
DirtyMoneyDuka.
Everybody drop
it. _Duka. D-U-K.
Hey. D-U-K. All right, Benny, go talk to the people, bro. Let them know, and make sure you talk loud so these folks can hear you. Because I know you up.
Y'all already know my name.
He can't even have the
double N.
Don't be spelling shit wrong.
Got him. DeNGotham, got him, man. DeNGotham.
All right, this on Instagram.
All right,
for sure.
And this my music, too.
Okay. Oh, wait. YouTube?
On YouTube, Spotify.
On everything.
Okay, all platforms. Okay. Yeah, I got a little something on all platforms. Baby Moon, BABY, MWON, IG, Dirty Money_Moon27.
Hey, yeah, this
we
what's
gotta
up.
Rep the block 2700. Y'all ain't fuck with that. I'm cap.
For sure. I love all
that.
I really.
Dirty Money Empire, that's the whole regulated pay. Y'all tap in.
For sure, definitely tap in. And make sure y'all definitely go tune in to all that music. Do y'all got like music together as well? Is that on a different page or is like how is that going?
Y'all ain't dropping nothing. Okay, so that's unreleased.
So when they get ready to drop, we just gonna give them a little tea. Is that gonna be like on one page or is it gonna be just like a future?
It's gonna be on one page.
Okay, bet. So the audience kind of really know what to expect when we get the new music. Like I said, make sure y'all definitely tune in to all their socials just to be kind of up to date with what they got going on. Make sure y'all definitely tune in to all their music on all platforms. Y'all really treat me out, man. I really enjoyed y'all for real. And I really do wish the best with y'all. Wish the best for you all on y'all careers, man, individually together. You know, I really love the togetherness. Brotherhood, the love, like literally when y'all came in, the energy just felt so pure. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though, like, you know, and it always amuses me. People like, man, niggas who rap about things, they feel like y'all have this certain demeanor about yourselves. But like I said, when y'all walked in, you can literally feel the love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all cool, y'all chill, for real. But y'all, that's it for today's episode, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to Ice Speaks Real Podcast. Again, shout out to these boys. They do have some shows next week. Before we leave, I do want y'all to like let people know where y'all shows gonna be at.
Camera Smith. Don't holler at us at Camera Smith.
Okay, for sure. We all performing at Chemistry.
They ain't
got y'all no day yet. Okay, yeah. Babe. Well, y'all, we definitely gonna stay back, get back in touch with y'all on a date. It's gonna be the month. Okay, bet. Well, land winner this month, y'all. We definitely gonna be letting y'all know what day it is, cause y'all know y'all. Look, I'm starting to talk about y'all. Y'all know I love y'all, but y'all know y'all don't be paying attention. So we gonna make sure we put a date on it for sure, so y'all can come out and support. But like I said, make sure y'all tap in, man. All socials, all platforms. Check out that music. DME Entertainment. DME is a brand. DME is a family. That's it for Ice Speaks Real. We out this thing.